Hi there, I'm Nick Francesco, and this is your Computer Minute. Way back in 1989, the Swedish phone manufacturer Ericsson Mobile decided what the world needed most was a wireless headset. But there wasn't really a good, simple, cheap, low-power way to do that. In 1997, IBM got involved because they wanted to incorporate a cell phone into the ThinkPad. In 1999, the first Bluetooth headset was shown at Comdex, and the rest is misery. History. The problem is that Bluetooth runs in the 2.4 GHz band, just like everything else on the planet, from home Wi-Fi to your microwave. And because it is, by definition, low-power, dang near everything interferes with it. Actually, the problem is rarely Bluetooth itself. Mostly the problem is the implementation. Most manufacturers don't waste a lot of time and money developing front-end software or intelligent indicators for their Bluetooth devices. Basically, the plan is to turn it on one device and let the other device search for it to pair up and hope for the best. If it doesn't work, you won't know why, and you may not even get an indication that it didn't work. At best, you get an LED lighting up, or not lighting up. Bluetooth itself is actually a pretty darn decent protocol. It's the majority of the implementations that suck. For more computer news, listen to Soundbites every Saturday from noon till 2 on Jazz 90.1.